One thing I might have forgot to mention is you might find that you yawn a lot. Some people sneeze. Sometimes people burp. That one's really fun when I'm on a microphone. I'm sure there's audio of me burping away. And yes, we're on. And sometimes you have to go pee a lot. It's all good. It's all energy moving. Most people experience in this room, and I think it's because we meet so regularly, you're going to find that you're very relaxed in a very altered state. You'll be fine when you get up to drive. It's legal and it's free, so woo. I'm pretty sure some of you come just for that. Last week was really intense, I thought. All right, so my friends, did anybody have something specific they wanted to work on? And you can come in the chair and let me tap on you. Yes?
Is the condition worse than sometimes?
Yes.
You always feel bad.
Do you mean while you're tapping or in general?
After.
Okay, so you shouldn't stop if you feel worse. Sometimes you can't help it, though, because you have other responsibilities. When you tap, and I'll walk you through this process tonight, when you tap and then you feel worse after, like, you know, say you get interrupted and you can't tap anymore, but now you're all stirred up and emotional and miserable, that's not a bad thing. That means you were on target. Or what if you feel better tonight and then you feel great tomorrow and then the next day you feel depressed or tired? It's still not a bad thing. It means that you are reaching layers that want to come up and be addressed. The only time it's a bad thing is if you shove it back down and have to do it again. Did that answer your question? It's very real.
After some techniques, you feel worse, but after some time. So it's like all healing process. Maybe
yes.
A day or two, three.
Right. You can stir it up. Now, you can get through that more easily and more quickly if you're supporting yourself. That means you have somebody to work with. You're drinking a lot of water. You have somebody to talk, or you create time to cry or sleep. It's very common to be very sleepy. When people book private sessions with me, I have them schedule whether or not going to work because they need to be able to process the healing. It's at a level that we're not playing with the mind. That's why tapping's so silly. The goofiest thing ever, because we're not working with the conscious mind. So yes, it's very real. You can get pains, you can get nausea, you can get headaches, but you won't leave here tonight feeling worse, because I won't let you. That would just mess my head up. No, I mean, you could if you walk out the door, but if you would allow me, I would get you into a safe space to go home. Okay. So again, if you feel worse after tapping, it's because you haven't finished yet. You opened a door, but you didn't address all of it. Now, can you clear everything at once? No. You'd self-combust. It's a process. You didn't pile it all in at once.